It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're pleased to be joined in studio by District 1 Tuolumne County Supervisor Sherry Brennan. She is the chairwoman of the Board of Supervisors for this year. We are continuing our five-part series featuring the individual supervisors. Last week, we heard from Supervisor Carl Rotifer, and the time before that, Supervisor Randy Hanvelt. And next week, it will be Supervisor John Gray, and then followed by Supervisor Evan Roy. So, Supervisor Brennan, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, BJ, and thank you for the opportunity.
So first off, just a quick reminder, District 1, where does that area cover?
So I have the city of Sonora, that is approximately 50% of the constituents, not of the land base. If you go out of the city, go up towards Big Hill Road, circle back around, get to the, if you're at the top of Big Hill Road and take a straight dive down the hill through Phoenix Lake, come out Phoenix Lake Road, hit Mona Way, come back down Mona Way to the Stockton Street entrance to Sonora. So from a geographical standpoint, I have the smallest geographical district, but I do encompass the city of Sonora.
Right, a lot of people in Sonora.
Yeah.
I want to ask you first just about your district in particular, District 1. Are there specific issues that you're watching closely right now or projects that are in the works?
Oh, we've got a lot of projects in the works that I think once they're completed and we get through some of the traffic issues that are being created, they're going to be a real benefit. Probably the most obvious is the new cancer center on Greenlee and Mona Way. That's going to be employing a lot of people, and there's going to be an opportunity to receive treatment in Tuolumne County that individuals have to go out of county for now. I know that that road construction has been somewhat problematic for the last month, but we're going to get through it, and traffic will flow better. Probably the other project that I'm watching closely is right on the border between myself and District 5, and that's a project out at Pedro Y, which the board approved but was appealed, and so that is going through the process as we speak.
I know at times you've voiced concerns about issues with the CEQA process and that process potentially being, you know, misused and so forth. Are you concerned about that issue in general with projects right now?
Oh, I really am. It's unfortunate that there's a lot of good projects that are in the pipeline, but CEQA is such a difficult process to get through. And so many of the projects, whether they're housing projects or commercial projects, the successful ones are really built on the bones of the ones that have failed. And that's unfortunate. We all lose. CEQA is important that we have to pay attention to the state laws. We have to pay attention to some of the sensitive environmental pieces that go along with that. Certainly water is one. But when CEQA is used as a tool through litigation just to stop progress, that just... it's detrimental to the entire community. And so CEQA is one of those pieces that we continue to work with our state advocacy group, CSAC being one. I sit on the CSAC board for Tuolumne County. That would be the California State Association of Counties. And CEQA reform continually rises as a impediment for all of the counties across the state, and whether you're working on a road project, a housing project, which hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about, not affordable housing, but how do we make housing affordable, and CEQA has got to be part of that solution.
Yeah. Staying on that topic, how can the county find ways to make housing more affordable?
So we have a tremendous housing shortage in Tuolumne County. That's not unique to Tuolumne County. Actually, it's statewide. There were some surveys done that looked at housing inventory, too, and across the United States. And the state of California ranked 49th worst and 50th worst in those studies. We have a real problem, and that is because we can't get housing done in an affordable way. It costs so much to get through the environmental process and then the mitigation piece that is on top of that. We've got to find ways where you can streamline the CEQA process, again, ensuring that you keep those environmental quality, those important pieces are addressed. But then we can't just continue to have a situation where you have groups that can throw everything against the wall, see what little piece sticks, and then they are, in fact, profiting from the current appeals process because there is a tremendous cost associated with litigation. And the project proponents, if they fail on any one very minute piece, they're stuck with the bill of the opposing group. So there's got to be a balance. There's got to be a better way to do this. And tort reform really is going to have to be part of the answer if we're going to ever be successful in moving forward where we can do projects that are financially feasible.
On the overall issue of housing, homelessness seems to be a growing concern in Tuolumne County. How concerned are you about the issue of homelessness, and are there things that the county can do?
Yeah, so I'm very concerned, and there's been a lot of conversations going on around this issue, and a couple things became real evident in having the conversation and listening to different both advocates and then folks that are concerned about homelessness in different community areas. And it really is that we don't have a good handle on what the exact homeless problem is. And let me give you an example. There are some people that believe we have a much larger population 8 months out of the year, and then the other 4 months when it's cold, the homeless move out of the area and they move to warmer counties that have, you know, more shelter, more assistance. Most of the funds that are available to deal with the homeless population, whether it's trying to get some temporary shelter, some program funding to help move them out of homelessness, are based on competitive grants. So those competitive grants are tied to what we call a PIT count. That is a point in time count. By law, we do that count in January. It became my contention that if we are underreporting the population or we don't have a good sense of what that population is because we're counting in January, then number one, we're not competitive for any funding streams, and number two, we have not identified what we actually have in the way of homeless population. We know we have some families, we have some veterans, we have some individuals that just don't, they want to be homeless. But each one of these different groups, and you can't put them all together, need a variety of different resources to try and get them out of homelessness. Well, if we're not competitive to get those grants based on the timing of our PIT count, then we're already a couple steps back. So I want to thank the Sonora Area Foundation. Last month, they funded a replication of the PIT count. It was held at the end of September. We're waiting for those numbers to come out. It'll be very interesting to see where deviations are. We had to follow in order to lay those two counts side by side, we did have to follow the protocol of the PIT count as it's done in January. But we were able to add a couple of additional questions in to get some information that will really allow us to identify what our problems are and hopefully be more competitive for some of those funding streams. I know there's a lot of people that say, just give us a piece of property and the funding will come. I don't think that is the answer. I think that temporary housing is part of the answer, but you're going to need, the reality is you will need some funding streams in order to make those potential answers successful. So my first solution is let's get some accurate information, and I want to thank the foundation for helping fund the replication of that count, and I really look forward to the information that will come out of it.
Definitely a complex topic. And a programming note, we will be doing a special one-hour Motherlode Views on the issue of homelessness in Tuolumne County following our series with the individual Tuolumne County supervisors. That show is going to air the weekend of November 4th. On this weekend show, we are joined by Sherry Brennan. She is the District 1 supervisor for Tuolumne County. We are talking with the individual supervisors. Next week, we'll be joined in studio by John Gray. And the final week of our series, we'll be joined by Supervisor Evan Royce. We'll return with our second segment of Motherlode Views in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.